Rock is in the house tonight. Everybody just have a good time.
Yeah.
And we gon' make you lose your mind.
Woo.
Everybody just have a good time.
Hey there, and welcome to Drunk History Presents the Dark Ride, a fun theme parks themed game show with zero prizes and lots of drinking if you're a returning listener. Thank you so much for coming back. We appreciate you. If you're new here, well, welcome. My name is Adrian. I'm here with my co-host Ryan. We're two people who love all things theme parks and started this podcast so we can drink all about them with fellow theme parks loving fans just like you. Today we're going to attempt to fix your Disney World experience by having a conversation about the question, is it worth it? Let me work it. No, that's leave that ending off. And what to do if you're hearing people say it's not, but you've already committed to something like that. It can be kind of stressful. So what sparked this idea is if you're heading down to Disney World this holiday season, as I am, you may have purchased a ticket to Disney World's newest nighttime holiday event, Jollywood Nights. And if you're also like me, you may have been patiently waiting for the first round of partygoers to report on what all goes down at this event. And boy, were those reports dismal. Well, we have thoughts about that. And if you've already purchased a ticket to this special ticketed event, instead of adding to your anxiety, we're going to help you quell it. And by you, I also mean me.
Yes.
So... Rye.
Oh, hello.
How are you?
Oh, I'm great, you know?
Yeah. So the reviews are in for Jollywood.
I heard.
A lot of videos on social media, and they seem to have a variation. Like, the title of the video will say something like, is it worth the $160 price tag? Is it worth the $180 price tag?
Oh, so that's not what I should title this podcast.
Oh, you should.
Should I clickbait people into clicking on this?
Is it worth it? But here's the thing. What we're going to do today.
I think that you are absolutely right in your intro.
Yeah.
Is it worth it? Okay, well, let me work it.
Mm-hmm. Let me work the program.
If you work the system, then it could be worth it.
It could be worth it.
But otherwise, like, you know, you could have a bad time.
Because it's a very complicated question. Like, I get asked that a lot, just arbitrarily, like, about anything. Is this dining experience?
I mean, people come to you from far and wide.
Far and wide.
To know.
All corners of the earth.
All corners of the globe. And to see what does Adrian think about this.
People are waiting with bated breath. And I know you're all waiting for the, but we actually, when we like say we do like a hotel or a dining experience, the last thing that we do,
this is kind of only what we do, is like decide whether or not these things are worth it.
But the reason that we do, but what we always say is we do all this stuff beforehand before we say if it's worth it.
Yeah.
Because
you got to give it a fair shake.
And it's not just a black and white. And I also believe, I thought this about the new Moana Journey of Water. I think it's as fun as you make it. It could be miserable, but it could be great, and you could mitigate that in certain ways.
Yeah, I mean, great might be like a slight overstatement, but you know,
okay,
it could be well worth it.
Yeah. So a lot of factors go into deciding if something is worth it beyond the simple fact of like $160. Means something different to each person based on their own personal finances, right?
Sure, of course.
So
it could mean nothing.
It could mean and it could mean maybe you were gifted the ticket to this event.
Sure.
Maybe like me, I have a ticket to this event. I used my Disney Visa rewards points.
Oh, somebody's got a credit card. What?
So it was free.
Somebody's allowed to have a credit card. No, but I think that those, yeah, exactly.
That's something we can't tell you.
You never know what somebody's financial situation is. It could be that this is a very big stretch for them to be able to afford.
That does sound like a lot of money.
This overnight, this extra event.
Especially when you start adding family sizes to it, like, you know, or buying more than one ticket, then it's not just one ticket. And then there's tax, and it becomes a $400 event if you're going just even with a date.
Then it becomes a TikTok about how you spent $17,000 for your week at Disney.
Yeah. For the sake of this show, though,
mm-hmm.
Let's pretend that all things are equal and that $160 price tag is the same for all of us, okay?
Yeah.
Because if that was the case, then how do we quantify if something is worth it or not? Okay, so here's something that we say a lot on this show. We always say Disney is ultimately selling fun.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we use the word fun because it's fun, but what that really means is pleasure, and pleasure produces dopamine. That's the experience of fun. So yes, what they're really
Disney
selling
is a drug dealer.
Yeah, it's, in a sense, but we're going there to get that dopamine hit. Like, that's why, like, we're, you know, we feel something's getting released.
Yes.
When we're there, and that's what keeps people coming back.
If I could get the feelings that I get when I'm at Disney by going to my mall, I'd go to the mall
right.
a lot more.
I get a similar feeling around Christmas, the holiday time. It's that same sort of, like, over sensory overload.
I mean, you go crazy with the decorations at your apartment because yeah. when you come back home after being out for the day, you get a little kick.
I get a little pleasure. I get a little, oh, wow, the world is a magical place.
Yeah.
So when you go to Disney, you're supposed to produce a lot of that feel-good hormone, dopamine, from all that fun you're having. And you get that from, like, the ambiance, the rides, the cheerful cast, the food, the drinks, and the merchandise. And the more that you experience, the more the dopamine you produce. And then Disney did its job, and we're having fun, and it's worth it.
It's worth it, yep.
Now, there are dopamine blockers, which is the opposite of pleasure, more commonly called pain. In theme parks like Disney, there are things that might block that feel-good dopamine and cause pain, things like lines, crowds, bad weather, extra costs, expectations not being met, and other disappointments that can occur.
Mm-hmm.
So, bearing that in mind, if two people are at the exact same event, they could have very different experiences based on how much they go towards that pleasure and go away from that pain.
It's so funny, like, when, you know, you watch a movie, you know, like, mm-hmm. and, like, for everybody who's like, this is my favorite movie mm-hmm. of all time, like, that's somebody's least favorite movie.
Yeah.
And they're both equally right. Right.
Right.
Like, I mean, it's your own, it's subjective. It's your own personal opinion on this stuff. So,
right.
I think, like, you know, if more people slide into one category than the other, then, like, you know, it probably sways that's either, like, a good movie or a shit movie or
sure.
whatever. But, like, you know, there's really bad movies, and that's somebody's favorite movie of all time. Somebody, you know, put blood, sweat, and tears into making that thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, these events, whether we like them or don't like them, whether they're a huge success or a abysmal failure, like, somebody's put in a bunch of effort, a lot of work. Yeah.
And to, like, produce them.
And sometimes when I look at these offerings, which mm-hmm. we'll get into, like, what is offered during, like, this mm-hmm. Jollywood event and just events in general.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you're just like, this was, like, right on the table. Like, why didn't you just, like, offer this?
Sure.
And then it could have swayed a whole bunch of the people that are now hating it until really loving it.
Or, yeah.
Because, like, it also is, unfortunately, like, such a human thing that, like, we only concentrate on, like, the one negative thing can really, like, outweigh.
I think it feels it, like, when
heavier.
We talk about those things, like, you're expecting to feel good at a place like this. Mm-hmm. I think you're expecting to, especially if you're a person that loves Disney, you're expecting to love it.
Yes.
You're like, I'm going to, Disney does everything great, I'm going to love it. So then when they disappoint you, it feels so much more impactful.
Sure.
And you're like, oh, you're so bummed out. And yeah. then you get angry. And it's just, like, the emotions just...
And even if it's a small disappointment, like, they tend to weigh more.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, they could do 10 nice things, 10 things that are, like, really good. But, like, if they do, like, one thing, it could, like, you know, offset the balance. Where you're like, oh, man, but that one thing really, it bothered me.
Don't they say, like, in restaurants, and you worked in restaurants in the past, like, people are just way more likely to, if they had a bad experience... to report on it than if they have a great
yeah.
experience. They just go about their life and continue.
Well, I got zero good reports. No, that's not true. That's not true. I did get a couple. But I bought a lot of people. I stole a lot of desserts for people.
Yeah.
So that they would have, like, a nice, like, a goodnight kiss. You
yeah.
know, a nice little sweet thing at the end, because, like, I noticed that my tips went real high if I stole one of those cheesecakes.
Right, and just, yeah.
Slid out those
cheesecakes. And I always remember that. I'd be like, oh, the waiter gave us a really good,
yeah.
like, gave us a free dessert. Oh.
I used to do all sorts of stupid shit, like if you got your food to go mm-hmm. and, like, you had, like, little sauce and a ramekin, well, you got a free ramekin because I just threw it in the box.
Nice. I'd like you to be my waiter. So, speaking of special ticketed events, Ryan, you just attended a ticketed event at Universal,
Halloween Horror Nights
you
32.
You had never been to it before.
Yes.
But you had heard...
I'd never been to any extra event at the studios before.
Okay.
At Universal Studios.
I don't think I have either.
Yeah. This was the first, like, of their extra offerings that I've ever done. I've done a couple of Disney ones in the past. You've done a bunch more Disney ones than
tons,
I have.
Tons, yeah.
And I've had varying degrees of success with the Disney ones, so I was very curious as to, like, what this would be like. And, you know, this one's very tricky because it's not that it's, like, overly expensive. The threshold to get in is not overly expensive. But then, like, all the add-ons in order to, like, make your night as easy and as seamless
pleasurable
as possible, those start stacking up the cash like crazy.
Yeah.
And you have to kind of make some decisions on, like, you know, what you want your evening to be and, you know, go into it with kind of like an open mind as to... well, if I go about it this way, it might cost me a little bit more, but I'll get everything that I want and more.
Yeah.
Or if I go about it this other way, then maybe I will get some of what I want and it won't cost me an arm and a leg.
Right.
And then if I go about it, you know, just, you know, we're going to, you know, marching down and we're going to do the thing, but we're going to do it, you know, old school style.
Yeah.
You're fucked. You're going to have a pretty miserable time and you won't get a lot done and you might feel ripped off at the end.
Right. So, like, I remember before you were going, we were like, okay, you're going on the Friday the 13th in October, which you knew was like, okay, well, we're going to a horror event.
Yep.
It's Friday night. It's the 13th.
Got to wear my Jason shirt. I was happy.
Right.
Yep.
And it was we know that with Halloween Horror Nights, Fridays and Saturdays are the busiest nights, mm-hmm. obviously. So
it was geared up to be like, this is going to be a very, very
busy event. It's going to be busy. You knew that. So what you did, and I remember you were like, I'm canceling out like the houses that were like what were the most popular, and if I could get to them at the end of the night, great. But I know that if I spend 2 hours waiting in line for this house, that's gonna
negatively
affect my experience.
Yeah. So I did a lot of research and determined that, like, you know, just because something's based off of popular IP doesn't mean that it's going to be your favorite thing.
Sure.
It doesn't mean that it's going to be the most well done thing. So. Right. I did a little bit of research ahead of time, especially for Halloween Horror Nights, and determined that, yeah, like, if I can cut out the two big houses that are based on IP that have 4 hour waits, I'm going to be able to, like, get a lot more done and not be stressed out during it.
Enjoy your night because, like we said, it's painful to stand in a line for 2 hours when you have a limited party time. You're going to automatically, like, that it's going to, psychologically, you're going to be like, I waited in line 2 hours, and I've got one thing for this little amount of time that I'm going to spend in this house, and that's going to negatively affect my night. So I'm bringing this up to bring up, like, preparing for things, and I know everyone knows this, like, preparation in anything Disney or Universal related is the key.
But if I was a mega fan of one of those things, then it might be worth it.
If that was a huge priority for you,
then it might be worth
it. Then you're like, I got to get that. And I think that's going to go into kind of what I'm talking about here. But I want to bring up with this particular event, the Gertie cookie.
We're going back to the studios.
Go back to Jollywood Nights, because the Gertie cookie, which should have been free with the event. Everyone should have been handed one at the door. That was a... Disney World screwed up with that, but they had this cookie that was shaped like our favorite dinosaur of Echo Lake, Gertie.
Love Gertie.
And it's just a sugar cookie. And
love sugar cookies.
I'm seeing
all of the draw right now.
Right. Now, the pain part.
Okay.
There's a half an hour wait.
Oh, it should have been longer. for a sugar cookie.
Yeah, for a sugar cookie.
But a free sugar cookie.
No, not a free sugar.
Oh, not so a
you're
free.
Gonna, you're going to pay for the sugar cookie. And then you're going to wait a half an hour for it. So now, like I said, so the people that went the first night of this event was November 11th, this past Saturday. Mm-hmm. And they didn't know this. So when this is why I always say, too, like, you got to really be – those were our guinea pigs. We send in the guinea pigs, the people that are going to the first
Guys, let the streamers take the hit.
Yeah, they're going to they're gonna go in. They got to get it first. But you have to take everything that they say as just like, I'm going to use it as data. I'm not going to use it as like, they said this sucks. So I'm going to use it as like, well, now I know some things based on their experience that they didn't even know.
Now, Jollywood Nights, this is the first time that this event has ever been held.
It's ever happened.
So it's not like Disney has something to fall back on other than their, I mean, look, they're a very well-organized company and they have lots of other nighttime events. But this is the first time that it's ever been done here with this crew, like all the cast members. This is their first time doing it.
Everybody.
Yeah. So you got to cut them a little bit of slack.
So that. For those of you that don't know, Jollywood Nights is a special ticketed event at Hollywood Studios, scheduled for 10 nights from the 11th of November through December 20th, so not even that many opportunities. Most of them are sold out. Ticket prices vary between $159 and $179, depending on the date. Disney is pushing this event as a night of dapper delight. They want people to dress up and to feel like they're at a holiday party that they've always wanted to go to, but no one ever invited them to. Ouch.
There's Xerox machines on the corners. You can get your butt print on.
And oh, that's the party you want? The one from Scrooged?
Yeah, exactly. Little mice.
Merry
with
Christmas. Pass these out.
Little mice with antlers on them. Yes. Yes, this is what I want.
Don't you dare. The event.
Come here, Mickey.
The event is divided into zones sprinkled between the Tower of Terror area and Commissary Lane. The party starts at 8:30. You can get in as early as 7:30 and it goes till 12:30. So basically it's a 4-hour event.
Not long. Okay.
Not long. And like the difference with like the other holiday party, Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, is that event starts at 7:30 and you can get in as early as 4.
And their cookies are free.
And their cookies and cocoa are free. Mm-hmm. This event, they give you... I heard when you're walking out, they give you these like Jollywood Night coasters.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So nothing you can do at the event. But so let's talk about what's available there. Okay. Quick run through. They got two shows. They got Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas sing-along. This supposedly is really nice. You get an appearance by the Jack Skellington puppet.
I've heard that it's the puppet that they've used elsewhere.
Yeah, they use him
not the creepy guy from the meet and greet, which
yeah.
I don't like the creepy guy from the meet and greet.
It's Disney the puppet Nightmares. That was in the stage show at Magic Kingdom. He's really incredible. That plays at 8:30, 9:30, 10:30, and 11:30 throughout the night. Then we got...
So the entire time, because it's that short of an event.
Yeah, okay. Every hour on the hour of the event. Next, we got Disney Holidays in Hollywood. It's like you're being on a televised variety show, complete with commercial breaks. The Jollywood crowd is the studio audience. They've got Miss Piggy and Kermit. They make appearances alongside of Mickey, Minnie, and 8-piece live band. They've got Tiana and Belle. The reports are that it feels like you're seeing like a show that you'd see on like a cruise.
Yeah, and I've heard that the Muppet portion, it's like a 35 or 40 minute show, and the Muppet portion's like 5 of those minutes.
That so sucks.
It's not. I think it's probably not so great.
And that one plays on the 45. So we got 8:45, 9:45, 10:45, and 11:45. Next, we've got some. This is the Jazzy Holiday at Hollywood Brown Derby. You have to get on a mobile walk-up list via the My Disney Experience
Frustrated.
App. Now, they want you to treat this like a dinner. A lot of people didn't know this. It's not a quick service experience, so if you're someone that would get anxious about watching the time tick by, you maybe want to skip this. There were complaints of a lack of decor. They only really had like some garland on the piano, like, and they really didn't play a lot of Christmas songs. It was a lot of Disney songs, and like every fifth song was like a Christmas song. There is a special menu. I heard the food was pretty good, but
it's Brown Derby. It's my favorite place. I'm sure it's amazing, but if this isn't, just do that during Christmas at night, every night.
I don't understand that either.
You know, try to just get the clientele up for like you don't need to do this during a ticketed event. Okay, we'll keep on going.
Then they've got the band at the Tip Top Club, which is located near the base of the Tower of Terror. It remains open during the entire event. There's a bar there that gets a lot of attention, which creates a very long line, and the drinks weren't great, in most people's opinion, very sweet and pre-made. There's a like a band there, and
but the band I heard would play like a 3-song set,
and then a lot of breaks, yeah,
and then come back, and so they'd be like on and off every 20 minutes or so.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Which is like like, can't you just hire a couple bands? A
couple bands, yeah. This is $160.
Yeah.
They also have the Holiday Fiesta en la Calle. It's a Latin festival with South Beach inspiration located on Commissary Lane. There's like food and drinks. We've got, of course, character meet and greets, but interesting one. I mean, Powerline Max, Rescue Rangers, Phineas and Ferb, and then we've got Mickey and Friends in Animation Courtyard decked out in their holiday costumes from the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Attractions are open. They did have very low waits at this first event. They got Slinky Dog, Toy Story, Aliens, Mickey and Minnie, Runaway Railway, Rock and Roller Coaster, Twilight Zone, Star Tours, Millennium Falcon, and the Rise of the Resistance is also open, but you have to join a virtual queue for it. Why?
Like, I don't know. I also heard that it was down.
It was down a lot. Night, people got
so
walked.
Railroad. Mickey and Minnie's running.
Great. And lastly, we've got the Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam fireworks and projection show at 12:30 p.m. This is the projection and fireworks show that they had all season long at Hollywood Studios for free last year. It's a kiddie-type fireworks show, which is interesting that this is supposed to be like an adult event. They're showing this at 12:30 at night. They couldn't come up with any sort. I thought it was like, why not do like a New Year's Eve sort of like countdown fireworks show or something that, you know, like, it's weird.
This whole thing just sounds like Heather from accounting got the job to do the Christmas party this year.
Yeah.
And this is what she came up with.
Oh.
But like,
you know what that sounds like?
Heather's job is not party planning. She's not part of the party planning committee.
Have you ever seen, and everyone's checked this out, it was on Twitter, now X, formerly known as Twitter. There was an account called 1-800-EPCOT. No. And it was, and it's still there. It's one of the funniest accounts, but it's as if Epcot was run by Heather from accounting.
Yes.
And it's everything is like, come on down. We've got nice weather today. Like, very, like, just, it does have that vibe. But
like, it just seems like so, like misguided, misdirected. Yeah. None of, I kind of feel bad about this. Like, nothing that you've said, other than the short wait times, is a draw.
Yeah, right. So, but here's the thing. A lot of people have bought tickets for this. So, we've got tickets for it.
But they didn't announce the offerings, right?
They sort of, like, they talked about the Tip Top Club and Jazzy Holiday. Like, but I think everyone was thinking there'd be more glitz, more glamour.
Sure.
So, here's what I would do if I were you and I already have a ticket. Or if you're just kind of like, oh, man, I do really want to experience it. I'm just, like, bummed out. First of all, this is supposed to be an adult's, like, dress-up style event. So dress up. Like, because here's the thing. If you feel good about yourself, you feel good about kind of everything. And there's not many opportunities, besides if you're at a Dapper Day, where you're in the Disney parks, where you can have that, like, sort of dressed-up date night feeling in the parks. That is on you. Like, I did see a lot of people who just wore, like, you know, their regular T-shirt and jeans, like, but then there are people wearing sequins and, you know, like, feeling the vibe. Dress up. That's immediately going to make you feel better.
And you'll be treated better, like, by, like, the park, you know? Like, if they see that you're putting effort in, they always, like, go the extra. Like, that's when magic happens, you know? Like,
sure.
Magic happens when they think that it's going to be appreciated.
I mean, yeah, I guess in all walks of life. Because I know even myself, like, if I get something where it looks like someone worked on it really hard, I'm like, you know what, then I'm going to work really hard because they worked really hard.
Exactly.
Now, for me personally, what I would do, I'm going to skip Jazzy Holiday at the Brown Derby. I don't think it's a great use of 4 hours of party time. This is me personally.
What you can do, little secret tip, just go use the bathroom. You hear a little bit of the music. See the vibe.
Take a photo.
Take a photo real quick. Maybe just go in there. Take somebody else's martini flight. And then get the hell out of there. Go ride Rock and Roller Coaster.
I mean, the thing is, you could join the mobile walk-up list. I heard you got to get, like, be there on the draw at 8:15. The party doesn't even start till 8:30, and it's like, you could join it and see, but I think from what I've heard, people were in there for a very long time.
Yeah, I heard that, like, they were getting reports of, like, oh, this is gonna—it's a 5-minute wait for you, you and your party. And
well, they had a glitch,
and then like 40 minutes later is when your party's actually getting called. And at a 4-hour event, You can go fuck right off with that.
Yeah, that's something that would be. I'm going to skip. There's two things that I'm going to skip here. I'm skipping Jazzy Holiday and I'm skipping Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam. But what I would do is I'm going to go to the 9:30 Tim Burton Nightmare Before Christmas sing along. I'm going to go to the 11:45 Disney Holidays in Hollywood because I heard that you have to wait you have to queue up for these things. Also, here we go. We're going to that pain thing. If you're going to get queue about half hour, 45 minutes for a show that's going to be half hour, 45 minutes, mm-hmm. Now we're eating time. So I'm going to go to those a little bit later. I'm not going to get any of the drinks at the Tip Top Club. There's drinks all around the park. We pulled the foodie guide, and we're not going to go through it because neither of us have experienced it. But keep a lookout on all those social media things of where people say, what they say about the different food and drinks. And just sort of gather your own data on that. If there's anything that sticks out to you, Ryan, that you would really love, feel free to jump in with that.
I mean, I think I would love to eat all of this.
Some of it looks. I mean, I like the couple of things at the market. They have these buffalo chicken spring rolls that I'm like, oh, that's right up my alley. And then they've got a spiced apple cider. That sounds nice to me.
I'm sure all of this is delicious, but it's not free.
It's not free, no. So that's the thing too.
Event,
you got to prepare. You're probably going to be spending between $50 and $60 additional dollars on that. That's something you have to mitigate with yourself.
Oh, that's a big meatball. Gross.
So I'm not that's getting any huge drinks at the Tip Top Club, but I am going to walk in there and check it out and hang out with a drink that I get somewhere else. In terms of character meet and greets,
is the Tip Top Club
it's right in the courtyard.
Is it adjacent to the line?
It's in the court, that courtyard right before the store.
Yeah, so okay.
Just walk in there and hang out.
Right before the store. So yeah. it's open air.
It's open air, yeah.
I thought it was up in...
No, no, no.
In the line, essentially,
No.
Up top.
No, it's nowhere in the building.
Oh, it should be.
It's outside. Okay. I am gonna try to meet some of the Mickey and Friends characters. I really don't care about the other ones. I am gonna join the virtual queue for Rise, but that doesn't mean that if I like when my time is called that I'm gonna go. But I do maybe want to. I'm definitely gonna ride Tower. It's my favorite ride in all of Disney World. If there's no wait, I'm gonna ride that, and I'm gonna try to ride Slinky Dog because I don't get to ride that a lot because there's a lot of a wait, and that's how I think I'm going to have fun. I'm gonna dress up. I know the show times that I want to go to. I'm going to keep researching what food and drinks that I think will be worth my time. And if there's anything like that cookie that is a half an hour wait, that's not for me personally a good use of my time. Also, if you come with a group, maybe you could split up a little bit with if you do want to get some stuff you go and pick, you go in the line for that, I'll go in the line for this, and we'll get double, and maybe, you can do some things like that.
Totally.
But that's how I'm going to attack that party, and I think I will have a great time, because I'm going to be there with some girlfriends, and, we're just going to dress up and enjoy the night. That's my plan, to have a good time. And I'm adding in rides. I know a lot of people didn't, but I'm going to add in two. I feel like if I get to go on two rides, if I get to meet the Mickey and some of the Mickey and Friends characters, if I get to have some food or drinks that interest me, and I get to see those two shows, I think I will have a nice time.
Yeah, I think you'll have a nice time.
Yeah.
At the end of it, we'll find out.
We'll find out.
Is it worth it or not?
Well, I don't want to say I don't. But
no, you're not going to be able to tell now. You won't know.
But also, it's is it worth it with what I did? If I'm able to do it the way I want to do it in my mind, will be very specific to how I do it. If you do yours a different way, you're going to have a different experience. And if it's worth it, it's going to be based on that. But prioritize those things, and really look at them and be like, is this, if I miss this, is it going to ruin my time? If the answer is no, get it off the list.
Yeah.
Prioritize three things that are really, really important to you. And if something you're like, it wouldn't matter, then don't even bother aggravating yourself with it. You don't have to see every single thing.
You're not going to be able to.
When you went to HHN, was there one or two of the popular...
There was two very popular houses that we didn't get to do.
And it did not ruin your experience.
There was another house that was popular enough where I wasn't able to do it.
Yeah.
There was a show that I wanted to do and couldn't do it. We ended up watching it on YouTube, sitting on a bench.
Great.
And timed it with the thing that was going on so we could watch the fireworks.
Nice.
You know, so...
Yeah.
Look, there's like... You can't let like little things like that get in the way of enjoyment. You know, you're putting in a lot of effort. You're going to dress up and stuff like that. So you're going to put even more effort into your evening to make sure that you have a good time. Just go with it and, you know.
And there will always be things out of your control. The weather, it did rain at the first night of this event.
Yeah.
That stinks for those people, like, that dressed up and.
Three-piece suit under a Mickey poncho is it's a look. It's a look for sure. It's
definitely a look. So you can't control those things, but anything that you can, the things that you can control are planning and, you know, really prioritizing the things that, and wearing comfortable shoes. And
yeah, just because you're dressing up does not mean that you have to dress uncomfortably.
Oh, no, no.
Too. Like this is still a Disney day. Like,
yes.
Make sure you know, maybe a tuxedo t-shirt. Just putting it out there.
So that's what we have to say about that. And basically, we just wanted to have a conversation about... I didn't love that a lot of people were saying, is it worth it? And kind of being like, not for me, because it's like... you know, some people have already committed to this, and I think that anything could be a good time if you put in the effort to make it a good time. So don't stress out about that. And guys, we're heading into the holiday season here.
Speaking of good times.
Good times. So over the next couple of weeks until right after the holidays, our shows might be a little different than what you guys are used to, and there might even be times where there might not be a show. We're going to do the best that we can.
It's better than us taking a month or two off, guys.
Right. We were, you know, we're going to do the best that we can. They might be a little shorter. They might be a little not as, you know, many, like, you know, drink that rides.
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. Maybe there will be.
Yeah.
We've never missed an episode in the almost 4 years that we've done this show. So we would love that to not happen. And even if it's some weeks, it might be like a 10 or 15 minute episode, a little talk from us.
Yeah.
But we're going to do the best we can. But we just want you to bear with us.
That we care.
We do. We literally do. Like, we do this show because we're like, we know there's so many people that really.
You're not getting paid millions of dollars?
You're not getting paid any dollars.
Wait, you're not getting paid dollars? I'm not getting paid dollars either.
We get paid in the love that we get from everyone out there. So we're.
Speaking of which.
Going to give it back.
Send us some love.
That would be really nice.
I would love to see a holiday review and give us ratings. The ratings kind of stopped. We need more ratings.
We need more ratings. We need more. Just even you don't have to send us a 20-page email. Send us a quick email.
No, just say hey. How
just
you doing?
Just say hey.
Listen to this. Thought it was stupid.
Yeah. You know? So if you see anybody posting any videos about Disney adults and how much they hate them, send them to us. Maybe we'll do something with it.
Oh, you know? Yeah, that'd be good.
anything you got, send it our way. But that's what we wanted to say, and that's what this episode is about. The Dark Ride, presented by Drunk Distery, is available every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else podcasts are available. The show is free, but you can pay us by simply liking and subscribing, giving us that 5-star rating and review, or just telling a fellow theme parks-loving friend to listen. Email us questions or shout-outs at drunkdistery@gmail.com, and please follow us on Instagram at The Dark Ride Podcast, TikTok at Drunk Distery. As always, guys, thanks for drinking theme parks with us. Cheers. The best things